tal? Com estàs? Així estem, en el camp de la xixarra, arribant al final de la temporada i encara amb algun deute que pagar, com el d'avui, com el que fem en este programa, i és que ens queda, i amb molt de gust, programar el Time Capsule del mes de juliol, JB, i l'amic de jockey francès que emitix este, anem a dir ja, programa propi que sí repetim en el camp de la xixarra de manera tradicional per a tots vosaltres, per a que el disfruteu. Pues això és el que fem avui, dedicar tota la sessió d'avui del camp de la xixarra al Time Capsule del mes de juliol, un Time Capsule que té la seva sintonia pròpia, que està sonant de fons i que ens indica que en uns moments començaran a desgranar-se les cançons, en este cas més orgàniques i rockeres que mai, que JB ha preparat per al deleite de tots vosaltres durant este mes de juliol. Que disfrutes el cant de la xixarra i el Time Capsule del mes de juliol. Benvinguts.
What you are hearing is an offering to any and all future beings. We are sealing some of the thoughts and feelings, the vibrations of our day, what you may call a time capsule. Time capsule. Time capsule.
ses roues s'envolaient. Et sa capote est déchirée. On voit le ciel à travers quand elle est usée. Le Chrysler rose. Le Chrysler que j'ai au fond de la cour. J'ai une Chrysler tout au fond de la cour. Elle ne peut plus rouler, mais c'est là que je fais l'amour. Il pousse de la mousse et des glissimaux sur le volant. La doigt dans la ville, dans la poussière, sur la portière. Les enfants décrivent que d'Achille est un con. Oui, une Chrysler. Une Chrysler rose. Elle ne peut plus rouler. Mais quand les ressorts grincent, quand les ressorts grincent, les enfants de l'immeuble aussitôt cessent de jouer. Pour venir regarder. Chrysler! Chrysler! Une Chrysler rose! Chrysler! Le septième ciel à travers la capote déchirée. Chrysler tout au fond de la cour, elle ne peut plus rouler, mais c'est là que je fais l'amour. Oui, Chrysler. Ah, je sais pas si je vous ai dit, j'ai une Chrysler rose. Le levier de vitesse pour un cœur gravé, il y prend les bas troués. Ça dit au moment de monter, me dit, ta Chrysler est défoncée. Oui, mais on est tous défoncés. Chrysler, Chrysler rose. Oui, une Chrysler. Et ça dit, me dit, le levier de vitesse en moi. Non, c'est moi. Chrysler, Chrysler rose. Et au moment de monter, Sally me dit, ta Chrysler. Oui, ma Chrysler. Ta Chrysler est... Oui, mais on est tous. Ta Chrysler. 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 Chrysler, wow. C'est là que je fais l'amour. Pendant le coup septième. Le septième ciel à travers la capote déchirée. Le septième ciel et ses nuages pas bleus. Et au moment de monter, Sally me dit, ta Chrysler. Oui, ta Chrysler. Ta Chrysler est salement dépensée. Oui, mais c'est Chrysler. Chrysler. Chrysler, 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 oh, Chrysler. Au moment de monter, c'est limite. La crasse. Ouais, il y a la crasse. Oh merde. C'est limite.
Is there a reason for today? Is there a reason for today? Do you remember? I can hear the cries of the city. No time for pity.
Son en The Essence, en el fondo, en esta sesión en la que JB ha mezclado a Chen con Telephone, a The Shell, a The Yat, a Eugene Mesdasniel, a Cream, a Pixies, a The Smiths, abans d'arribar a este moment. Música que segurament a ell li han marcat en algun moment determinat i que vosaltres també per a esta sessió, per a este time capsule del mes de juliol que protagonitza avui este Cant de la Xixarra, un programa que acudix cada divendres de 4 i mitja a 5 i mitja en UPB Ràdio i que pots escoltar de manera repetida el dilluns al migdia, sempre per el 102.5 de la FM, València i Àrea Metropolitana. Algo que també pots escoltar des del repositori propi de programes d'UPB Ràdio i que també pots fer des del podcast d'iTunes, un lloc que en el que està este programa des d'esta temporada i que espero que te servisca per a que el pugues disfrutar. Continuem escoltant la sessió d'avui, el Time Capsule del mes de juliol, protagonitzant un dels últims programes de la temporada del Cant de la Xixarra.
Silence in the room. The quiet was thought was unnatural. It produced a calm that was at odds with his claustrophobic surroundings. All his life he'd been accustomed to noise of some sort, and he found this new silence unsettling. He stood awkwardly, fidgeting with the shutters of the window blinds in an effort to dispel the quiet. From the half-shadow of the bedside lamp he watched her, inscrutably counting the money. He'd begun by telling her about Isabel, how much he loved her and couldn't understand why their marriage was breaking up. With a start, he realized she was watching him, and he lifted his head to meet her gaze. For some minutes he stood thus, no expression save an obvious distaste for the irreversible situation he now found himself caught up in. Silence returned, forming a blanket he was grateful for. And then suddenly she spoke. In the closeness of the room, her voice was remarkably harsh. "You wretched moral profligate, you talk of love. I'll tell you of love. Love is the touch of white patent leather. Love is a struggle in a rented room. Real love exists only for a fleeting moment. It is the difference between grief and passion, the urgent beating of erotic fists. It is the inheritance of the desolate, but no armor against casualties such as you or I." The words struck him like a whip. Incensed and helpless, drowning in the flood of his compulsion, he had opened his mouth to reply when a new sound caught his ear. A dull rhythmic thumping, like the faint strokes of a hidden clock, echoed across the room. His mouth grew dry in horror at this macabre intervention. He glanced quickly at her, but was sure she had not heard it. And then, as the time flew, and his eyes rose and fell with the around the room, he found it was the beating of his own heart. She was preparing some new apparatus, fastidiously adjusting a set of worn leather thongs and drawing them tight against a long steel rail. He marveled at her efficiency and must have let slip some audible gasp, for she had turned to face him. He quivered, fearing another burst of her lethal rhetoric, but she was smiling. The blonde head moved, and he was reminded of Medusa, noticing the wild hair. A flaxen helmet alive with coiled misshapen thorns, hovering uneasily atop the imperious mask beneath. Chrome gleamed at her side, and he transferred his gaze to the rail and harness, lingering over cracked leather coverings and intermittent areas of rusted metal. He wondered at this strange accoutrement and tried to imagine the series of collisions that had provided this memento mori with such a fatal acquisition. His watch told him an hour had passed, and he sighed heavily, knowing the time was near. The final adjustments completed, she tossed her hair, and rising abruptly, pointed a hand at his mouth, tentatively tracing a figure-eight kiss. "How like talons they are," he mused, and caught his breath in awe of the spectacle. And as the light fell, he watched the moving finger.
Go by, let the water hold me down. Let the days go by, water flowing underground. You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Thank you. Thank you.
I anem arribant ja a este final de programa, el final també del Time Capsule del mes de juliol, una sessió en la que hem escoltat, com t'he dit abans, a Telefon, a Daxiel i d'allà, a Taugin, en Cita Niesen, a Cream, Pixies, The Smiths, The Essence, a Venus in Furs, a Talking Heads, a Simple Minds i, de fons, encara escoltant a Choice, tota una declaració de principis, música emmarcada en un moment determinat que JB ha programat en la seva sessió del mes de juliol i que nosaltres reprogramem així en este cant de la xixarra que, com te dic, arriba al seu termini. Espero que t'hagi agradat i espero que estigues ahí encara per a compartir el que ens queda de final de temporada. Adeu i que sigues molt feliç. We'll be right back.